You're right.
You're right.
Okay, fine. Okay. Tonight's discussion is regarding using schnapps for Kiddush. Schnapps and other beverages for Kiddush. It happens to be a widespread minhag, I'm sure in Shomrei as well as in other shuls. The minhag in most...
are dry.
Really?
Juice.
Really? Very nice. I didn't notice. I mean, I couldn't drink of the Kiddush. I'm an adult, so I didn't, wasn't...
You can't afford schnapps.
Can't afford. I mean, that's a chumrah. So most shuls, and even if people, sometimes people at home, will use schnapps for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Many people do it. It happens to probably be originally a Chassidish minhag. We'll get to the roots of that today, Bezat Hashem. But for the most part, the way we do it, it's more Chassidish. But also, at the turn of the century, the 20s, 30s, many people used milk for Havdalah. And sometimes tea. But I think milk was very prevalent. It's used that for Havdalah. So they're both the same issue, using Chamar Medina, beverages other than wine, for Kiddush and Havdalah. I don't know. Probably because it was the only thing that was found. Right. So this was cheap. Right. The schnapps probably was even expensive. Also, we'll talk about this. The chumrah to have a lot of schnapps, so no food to drink.
I think the rugged shower was the one that
stood out. There's a rugged shower with that milk. There is a rugged shower with that, right? Okay. So the Gemara tells us, Pesachim Kuf Zayim Ad Aleph, says the Gemara, Armalei Mar Yenuku Mar Kshisha B'Ed Rav Chistur Rav Ashi, those two Amorayim said to Rav Ashi, Zim Nechada, one time, Itcha Ameymar La'asrein. Ameymar came to our community, Stalman residents, Lo Havin Lan Chamra. We had no wine in the whole community. Aisin Alei Shikra. We brought him Shekhar. We brought him beer. V'lo Avdil. He did not make Havdalah at all on the beer. Meaning the entire month of Shabbos, he had nothing else to make Havdalah on. Aside from beer, Ubas Tavas. He afflicted himself. He didn't eat anything. Because we know that even though you say Havdalah and Chonin Hadas and Shmon Esrei, it doesn't help for Achila until you make it on some sort of beverage, on the coast. So since they didn't have any wine, Bas Tavas, he afflicted himself, the restaurant explains, and he did not eat anything because he did not have any valid substance in which to make Havdalah. L'machar, the next day, on Sunday morning, Tarachna, the Aisino Echamra, we went through great measures, and we finally brought him wine. Ba'avdil, and only then he made Havdalah with Tamidi. And then he made Havdalah and tasted something. V'shana, su itro la'asrein, the next year he came to our community. I guess he wasn't scared of not making Havdalah the Musa Shabbos. And lo havin lan chamra, again we didn't have wine. Aisin ha'shikra, again we brought beer. Amar ihachi, he said, oh, if it's so, if it happens not only once, but twice, it happened 2 years in a row, Chamar Medina Hu, and I see that beer is the national drink. Chamar is like Chamra, wine, and Medina, of course, means country. It's the wine of the country. It's something which is in the place of wine. So right away, on the Sheikhar, Masay Shabbos, Avdil Batamidi. He made Havdalah and tasted whatever his Malav Malka was, because he made Havdalah a la Kos. So the first year, he didn't want to make Havdalah a la Kos, because he didn't want to make it al Sheikhar. Then the next year, when he saw that it was already normal, it wasn't an exception. He saw there was no wine around, he was willing to make Havdalah on Shefer. This is the source, and the sugya around this, Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, for making Havdalah on anything aside from wine. The Gemara says, seems to say that Ameymar Kuzum Du is okay. There's a caveat though. It's only okay when there's nothing else. In fact, the very name Chamar Medina seems to apply that. Chamar means wine. So if wine is around, then wine is wine. But if there's no wine, this is the wine of the country, meaning it's instead of wine. But it's only if it's instead of wine. Had there been wine, Ameymar was not willing to make it. In fact, we even see that had it been that there was wine somewhere else in the community, they just couldn't get a hold of it, Ameymar still wasn't willing to make Havdalah. Meaning he only realized the next year that there was no wine around at all. And that's when he made Havdalah. But had it been that they were out, but in another hotel they had wine, he still was not willing to use it for Havdalah. So beer is only valid when there's no wine that's not from the Gemara. The Gemara itself there is mafalpo, has a whole discussion as whether you can use it for Havdalah. Some Amoraim say yes, some say no. There's a discussion if you can use it for Kiddush. Some say yes, some say no. So therefore, there's a mafalkos Rishonim had a paskin as far as both Kiddush and Havdalah are concerned. The Rambam, the next source, in Hukos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tetz, Halacha Yizayin, paskins as follows. Medina, Sherov Yena Shechar, a country which, what's Rov Yena? Most of its wine is Shechar. Af a few Shepasel Chiddush, Mutter Wahavdil Love. Even though Chamar Medina is not good for Chiddush, you can still make Havdalah on it. Hoil Behu Chamar Medina. Because it's Chamar Medina, you can make Havdalah on it, but you can't make Chiddush. So the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in his Bir Halacha, and Simon Reish Ayin Beis points out there's a Kula and a Chumra in this Rambam. The Chumra is more obvious. The Chumra is that he holds, like the strict story of HaMeimar, that it works for Havdalah, but not for Chiddush. Which leads us to a question, then when they made Kiddush on, when the Mamer was there for that whole Shabbos, maybe past, whatever, it's a question. But the Rambam holds that the story of the Mamer is quite literal. The only time Chamar Medina works is for Havdalah, not for Kiddush. That's one point, that's pretty obvious in the Rambam. Point number two is the way the Rambam describes Chamar Medina. What's the definition the Rambam says? Medina, Sherov Yena Shechar. Most of the wine is beer. That means you can still have wine around.
Right.
As long as it's more prevalent to have beer, that's enough. This is in sharp distinction with the Rashbam, for example, and other Rishonim. The Rashbam, on the Sugya of Pesachim, explains that Chamar Medina means when there's no wine in the immediate vicinity. No wine at all. In fact, the Rishonim quoted in the Shulchan Aruch talk about what if just that year there was some sort of bad crop? Is that good enough? Or does it have to be there's just never wine around? They go to such an extent to try to figure out what it means that there's never wine. But it's not enough to have wine, but just not a lot of wine. You need to have the fact that wine's really not around. So Chamar Medina only works if there's no wine. Instead, you can use Chamar Medina. So this Rambam, again, is a kula. The Rambam is telling us, Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. Even if it's only most, that's already enough. You don't need absolute.
This means it can only be one, according to the Rambam's definition, right. one definition of
that's
Chamar Medina.
What it sounds like.
You can't have two or three.
That's what it sounds like from the Rambam.
Right,
meaning there's only one.
Whatever right. There's majority drink in that community.
That's what it sounds like. We'll see later. The Maghreb Rambam seems to apply this as well, in some way. It seems like there has to be something, or in theory there could be a lot of things which, I don't know if you need an arithmetic majority, but it has to be, let's say there are three top drinks that people always drink instead of wine. That would also work. Meaning, it's still possible to have a few things that are on the... So far we didn't say anything about alcoholics. So far it doesn't say anything...
There's lots of non-alcoholic things that are widespread.
100%. You know. Right. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes as
the
channel.
The one thing that wasn't in a lot of places was water. That's why they drank wine and beer, because the water wasn't
close. They say that. The problem is, we'll see Rav Moshe Feinstein towards the end of our discussion tonight. Right, the Rashbam quite clearly says, and this is how we pass from Shulchan Aruch, everyone agrees that water can never be Chamar Medina. So Rav Moshe will try to explain why, what the difference between wine and water is. But Lamaisa, water cannot be, which leads us, by the end of tonight's discussion, we're going to talk about what about things like soda, tea, things that are water-based. What's the thing as far as they're concerned? Are they the same? Perhaps they're better. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about alcohol, although, coincidentally, all the items we're discussing now are alcoholic, meaning beer and wine are the most alcoholic, so we don't know about a non-alcoholic beverage.
Well, that was why the alcohol killed the germs that was in the non-potable water.
So that's why they...
That's why they drank alcoholic beverages.
I'm just saying, as far as Chamar Medina's definition is concerned, right. We didn't say anything about non-alcoholic, meaning in theory, Chamar Medina could even include non-alcoholic, but we didn't say anything about it per se. The Rush quotes a more major opinion from the Baal Yatosus, who disagrees with the Rambam and holds that not only is Chamar Medina valid for Havdalah, who are then for Chiddush, says the Rush, the nearest Shadash to Reno to Retachin al Shechar, Hefa the Havi Chamar Medina. One can indeed make Chiddush on Shechar on beer as long as it is Chamar Medina.
Which Chiddush is he talking about?
He doesn't say, Bukhara means both Jiddush. Bukhara should mean one or the other. He doesn't make a distinction between day and night.
There's some sort of hekesh that relates, Kiddush to Havdalah.
Yeah, there is. So there's the chiyuv. But it sounds like the rush is a long rush. This is one quote from a long rush, which he goes back and forth trying to explain. Maybe there's a difference between Havdalah, which is kavat, which is not kavat. Havdalah is not viewed as part of a meal. Kiddush is always part of a meal. So we know there's... Meaning, a person has to always say Kiddush and follow it with a meal. Aside from Kiddush Makam Suda, there are a lot of different halakhos which might lead us to believe that Kiddush is fundamentally different in many ways, even though there's a Hekdush, and one of the ways it might be different is the fact that you need to have different beverages. So the Rambam holds it's clearly different. The Rush holds no. The Rush holds that you can make Kiddush on Shefer, not only Avdol, but even Kiddush. So the Rush quotes two great Ashkenazi Rishonim that hold that Chamar Medina works for Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, pretty much. The Makom Sh'ein Yayin Matsui, if wine is not found, Yesh Omrim Sh'Metachin Al Sheikha B'Shar Mashtin Pusna Mayim, Yesh Omrim Sh'ein Metachin. Some say if wine is not found, you can make Kiddush on Sheikha B'Shar Mashtin. Who's that? Yesh Omrim is a Ditan. The Rush, who said it works even for Kiddush, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekatrin. Some say one cannot. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Rush are both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch sort of uses the Rambam's definition. It's not clear, but he might be using the Rambam's definition as far as Chamar Medina. Makom She'ein Yayin Matsui. He doesn't say She'ein, there's no wine at all. It seems like it's just not prevalent. It's not clear. It's not clear.
But the Rambam always says Sheikhar. Because
Sharmash,
right? That's
true.
So that's an extension of the rule. That's a very big difference because Sharmash can be involved in many other things.
Right, that's true. And we're going to get to discussion as far as what those Sharmash are going to include.
Where does the Shofar come up with Sharmash where none of the other people?
Well, the Gemara itself really, when it talks about Chamar Medina, doesn't say it has to be specifically Shefar. Because the definition of Chamar Medina could apply to more than one thing. So it's really just an extension of the studio. But you're right, it's an important thing to try to pin down how far the Sharmash can go.
I think after this is, maybe it's the Ramah says to try to make Kiddush on bread.
Even if you have Chamar Medina, yeah. Well, we'll get that a little bit also. Might be the same thing between night and day. Same rush, maybe. So, from the sources itself, it sounds like there is indeed a dispensation to make Kiddush, and certainly Havdalah, on Chamar Medina. But it's less than ideal. It's only if there's no wine. And it sounds like if there really is wine, one can't do it. Which leads us to a major problem. Why is it that this Bizman HaZeh is so prevalent, not in Shomer, but it's prevalent in general, for people to make Kiddush on Schnapps, at least during the day? Not only that, it's an age-old Chassidus Sheminog. Usually, Rebbes have made Kiddush. It's recorded in a lot of halachic tzarim. They made Kiddush on some schnapps. We'll talk about a little later the fact that the Rebbes usually use only a shaklet, which is a whole separate problem. Usually, Kiddush needs a revius, which is probably 3 ounces. Had you used a shaklet, we'll talk about that too. But there's an age-old chassidus shemino. This is not an American thing to make Kiddush on schnapps. So it's very strange. According to what we saw so far, you can't do it. We have wine. Very plentiful. Wine is very plentiful in America. And even if you have no wine left in your house, there's a neighbor. Even if there's no neighbor, it's not Medina, which is defined as Ein Rov Yena Shefa. It's not so hard to find wine in America. So how does this happen? So I'm still saying. It's comforting to know, though, that this question was not only our question. This is raised by the Bach. The Bach quotes that the Gaul of this generation, the Marshal and Rav Shachna, two great early Achronim, themselves made Kiddush on Shefer. In fact, he even quotes in the Bach that there was a whole convention he asked them, maybe that he should reconsider, they were not willing to consider. They were perfectly okay with making Kiddush on Shefer. So first of all, we see Kiddush not Havdalah, meaning even Kiddush. And they did it, and the Bach writes quite clearly, they had wine in their houses. So how could that be? We know that Chamar Medina works, they knew the Rishonim too. We know Chamar Medina only works if there's no other beverage left. So what's going on? So the Bach quotes, and the Bach has a very shvary issue. He tries to miyashu, but
all this is Kiddush, daytime Kiddush, right? We're talking.
Yeah, what happened to be they made Kiddush. Until now, there's no distinction between day and night.
Right.
Right. But it happened to be that the Bach was recording, what the Bach recorded happened only during the day. Right, not at night. So the Magen Avraham takes up the task of the Bach. The Magen Avraham tries to be miyashev this tamiya the Bach had on these great, great achronim. Because of Habach, in the next source, because of Habach, came al hagaonim asher hayu lefaneinu kigon marshal marav shachna she'af al pishayam miyayim beveitam chitra al sheikha b'shachris b'shabbis Not only did these Gedolim do it, that became the seven minos. And the obvious question is, how could that be? So the Magen Avraham sets out to find his own issue as to how it can happen. How could it be that one makes Kiddush on beer? How did they make Kiddush on beer in those days? Well, Nira, a theorist, he has two studies which he thinks can create a pool. Since the reason not to do it is because wine is usually the normative drink. Since Sheikhar is from our Medina, the chain. Afiru Yesh Yayin Ba'ir. Even if there is indeed wine in the city, one still has to make Kiddush on it. Let's pose there for a second. So what's point number one in the Magen Avraham is that since beer is so popular, it sounds like this is what Magen Avraham is saying. Since beer is so popular, even though we do have wine, beer can still attain the status of Chamar Medina. That's what it sounds like he's saying, which is a tremendous chiddush. It's really a jump from the Rishonim. We'll see soon that Rav Vosner from B'nai Brak has a similar svara for Bizman Hazeh, but the Magen Avraham sounds like he's saying, just to push it on the thin of the words, that what happens is, since this wine is so popular, automatically, since this beverage is so popular, automatically it can become Chamar Medina, even though we have wine. So that's step one. Now it's obviously not the Rav Pashut, because then the Bach and the Magen Avraham wouldn't try to understand the Gaonim, meaning it's a Chiddush, which is why we're trying to explain the Gaonim's practice. It's not like we're saying this is a din with a Kila, but nevertheless, that's step number one in his Yishuv. And number two is, Elashiesh Omrim, Shenatashinolov, even if you have that Yishuv, that it works because we can have Chamar Medina even when there's wine, that only will help go into the rush. The rush holds that you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. We still want to make sure to disagree. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that you can't use Chamar Medina. So according to the Rambam, you can't use Chamar Medina. Still, it's not misdaber that these Gaonim, having wine in their house, would try to be Yotze only from the rush. Doesn't make sense. Meaning, even if you say that the Sheikhar is Chamar Medina, how did they make Kiddush on it? According to the Rambam, you can never make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Says the Magen Avraham, the next step. Elon Sheyesh Omrim, Sheyem Mekadshin Olav. Was that the Rambam, Mikal Makom, Shemekadosh Al Shneihem, the Mavarish Gamkin Hamotzi, and Cain Yotze Mimanavshav. Cain Nirali Liyashir Penelvam. Says the Magen Avraham, an ingenious idea. During the day, by definition, every person is making Kiddush on challah. Why? Because we know at night, Kiddush consists of a whole nusach, and then the Ruach of Hadassim. But during the day, what's the major part of Kiddush? Just Hadassim. Right, we say Pesukim before, but really that's not Ma'afev. All you have to say really is the Ruach of Hadassim. So if there was no wine, what would you do? Let's say there was no wine, no beer, no anything. You'd make it ala pas. What would you do? You'd really just sit down. You either say b'shamru and make hamotzi, or if you didn't want to say the shamru, you just say hamotzi lechem in aretz, which means hamotzi lechem is a perfectly valid kiddush on Shabbos morning. So says the Magen Avraham, we know that so even if Chamar Medina does not work according to the Rambam, since you're making hamotzi anyway, you have that as a backup plan. So that's what these are the only relied on. They relied on number one, the fact that Sheikhar could be Chamar Medina, even in the face of wine. And number two, even if you hold like the Rambam, that holds you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina at all during the day, when all you need is, you don't need the fancy Kiddush, you just need the bracha, and you're making Hamotzi, so that'll be a backup. In case you messed up, that'll help for the Rambam. So says the Magen Avraham. And this is important because there's a Machlokes Rishonim where the Tam holds, you cannot make Kiddush on Pas. Feels it doesn't work. We know that this is Rebbe Natam. Rebbe Natam, quote in Tosfos, and the Rush
holds. Even on Friday night?
Yeah, you can never make Kiddush on Pas. So, according to Rebbe Natam, meaning you need a Tziruf. You can't just use Pas because then Rebbe Natam wouldn't be happy. But if you put together the Rambam and the Ashkenazi Rishonim, either way, they'll all be happy. Either with one or the other. So, that's the Magen Avraham's very smart chop to try to explain Shat and the Gaonim. And that will explain why it's only day as opposed to night. Meaning, from what we saw, Kiddush is Kiddush. There's no difference between day and night. The Teretz says, no. Those Gaonim only did it during the day because then they were about to eat Pas. So there you have the backup. which is the whole formula the Magen Avraham is telling us. As opposed to at night, there's no backup because they weren't going to say the Nusach of Kiddush on the passage end because that would be Bracha Matala. You can't use two things during your real Nusach of Kiddush. Only during the day when there's no other Kiddush you can use Tanis. Now it happens to be, you might want to point out, that we know that you shouldn't make Kiddush on Pasuk during the day. So that's really, that's a rush. The rush points out, there's nothing wrong with Kiddush during the day, Mitzad Kiddush, with Kiddush on Pasuk during the day, Mitzad Kiddush. The only reason not to make Kiddush on Pasuk during the day is because the rush said it's better to have a heker. I mean, precisely because Kiddush during the day is only a bracha, so it's not really so ideal to just make hamotzi, which really is making your suda look like a weekday meal. Whenever you have bread, you just make hamotzi. In order to add something, you should have some wine. So that's what the Rosh says you should be mafbid not to make Kiddush on Pas. Meaning, it's not anything to do with Kiddush per se. So as far as really just the tziruf that the Bonim are relying on to help buttress their Kiddush of Kamar Medina, Bukhara, even the Rosh would help, would agree that it would work. Meaning, it's not something that's just a Kiddush, it's just a side point.
What's the Yevon, you can make Kiddush on Pas during that.
Sorry?
So for the Yevon,
yeah, I think that the Ramah. The Ramah says really you shouldn't based on this rush. You're right. But the other, if there's nothing else, your Kiddush on Pasuk would really.
What's the reason again at night? Because of all the psukim you're saying? Because
yes, at night you can't make Kiddush on two things. Because if you say Kiddush, then you say the Rafa Berhir Rafin, then you say Kiddush, meaning you say Yom HaShishi,
okay, right.
Then you say, which either pass or, you either say Hamotzi or Hadotin, then you say Kiddush. Right? That's how we
okay,
do Kiddush.
Right.
So you have to make up your mind. You're either making Kiddush on. You're either going to say Hadrasman and then say the Bracha of Kiddush, or Hamotzi and the Bracha of Kiddush. You can't do both. So you can't have the contingency plan of the Magen Avraham that you're doing it on two things. During the day, it just means say the radio Rav Tzanenin of...
I mean, because of the Hefsek you're saying, isn't it?
Right, it's the Hefsek. And not only Hefsek, the Tzuras of Bracha of Kiddush is say the Rav Tzanenin first, and then and only then say Kiddush. So if you do it in reverse, not only would it be Hefsek, it wouldn't be the Tzura that Chazal said would work for Kiddush. So you can't play around that way. As opposed to if you're doing it during the day, all you have to say is Rav Tzanenin, then it would be fine. That's the Magen Avraham's thing as Yishuv.
Now the Tzira thing, if you have what we refer to as Kiddush, and you're
going
to have
Paz
later on.
100%.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, this Magen Avraham does not help for people that make Kiddush on Shnaps at a Shul Kiddush. We're talking about tomorrow night, there's the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda, but the Pashtus, if you're making Kiddush at 11 o'clock in Shul, and you don't eat at 12:30. You don't eat at 12:30. Then we'll call a day that is not Kiddush Mokum Suda. So that Magen Avraham would not be a good way of defending the prevalent in America nowadays of making Kiddush on Kamar Medina. It'll help for those Onim, still will not help us. So where did that Minhag come from? So the best source for that Minhag is none other than the Mishnah Berurah himself. The Mishnah Berurah Pashtins. It's been Reish Ayin Beis. Sifkan Lama, the next source. Says Mishnah Berurah, Al Sheikhar. Im Chaviv lo Yayin Saruf. Yayin Saruf, of course, means schnapps, means some sort of sharp beverage. Yachol Chadash Alav Vayom, Lechatchila, Vimedesenu Shu Chamar Medina.
Well, that's sort of a steer of Inei Ubei.
Why?
Because it's Chaviv lo Chamar Medina. I mean, in other words, you can, like, who knows what, cranapple juice or something like that to make Chamar Medina.
100%. The Mishnah is very
strict. No, it's he's making two separate statements. You like it, and it's a thing that is Chamar Medina.
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you like schnapps,
right.
Since schnapps is Chamar Medina,
since it's Chamar Medina,
you're allowed to use it even if there's wine.
Right.
Yeah, he's quoting that from the afternoon. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting from Chayei Adam. And the Chayei Adam does not really explain. All he says basically is the same thing. That for during the day, you can be made and use it. Use Chamar Medina if you really liked it. And the other question is, where does this Mishnah Berurah come from? It's a very strange Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to really understand because based on the Achronim, Rishon and the Achronim we saw, there should be no such dispensation. Where does it come from, this Mishnah Berurah? I don't know a good answer. But the T might be that Rav Shechter once pointed out that he thought the whole idea of Chamar Medina is strange. Chazal said, really use wine. If there's no wine, then other beverages become valid for Kiddush. It's very strange. Chazal either say, these beverages you can use for Kiddush, or these beverages you can't use for Kiddush. Where does it come that in your personal circumstances, or in your community circumstances, all of a sudden, When there's no wine, something else becomes valid. He thought the pashtus, the idea of Kamar Medina, means that they're really all valid, but the Eved, it's just that wine is Tashur Chatzila. We have an age-old Kalan Halacha that Shasa Dechat to the Evedam. If you're stuck in a bind, then you can rely on the Eved, and that the Eved is Yoruch Chatzila. So really, all wines, all beverages, even non-wines are Tashur for Kiddush. It's just that Chazal said it's not right. Chatzila, you should use wine. And therefore, you should use wine. The reason you can use Chamar Medina is because that's the Shas of the Chah. This is my focus, Rosh and Rambam, what defines Shas of the Chah. If it's locally no wine, or it's just not so prevalent, or you have to go out of your way to get wine, whatever. But it's all predicated upon the idea of Shas of the Chah to the other dummy. Memela, if you make Kiddush, even if you have a lot of wine in front of your, right in front of you, would the Kiddush be valid to the other? Yes. It's just that even if you have wine, Chazal just said that's not right to do. Well, Chatzil, you shouldn't do it. So if that's the right understanding of Chamar Medina, maybe that's Shat and Mishmur as well. Mishmur is saying, Shat is only considered to be Eved if, to you, wine and schnapps is the same. If you have a really strong preference for schnapps, then maybe, in your circumstance, it's not considered to be Eved. It's considered the Chatzilah because you have, it's so covered to you that that's considered the Chatzilah. It still needs a little work, but it might be that Shat and Mishmur. I mean, in Mishmur, is telling you that Chaviv can take on, because if it would really be that the only time Chamar Medina works is if there's no wine, so then who cares that it's Chaviv to you? Lamaisa, there's no wine available. Lamaisa, there is wine available, therefore you can't use Chamar Medina. But if you say that the Yevon, it always works, then you might be able to explain why if it's Chaviv to you and you really like schnapps, so then you could do it with the Yevon because it's something which at least is valid for everyone, even if they don't like schnapps with the Yevon. But that's just Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, surprisingly, who is not a chassid, is really going alongside the chassidim and saying that you should use schnapps with chassila, if you liked it, for Kiddush during the day. Not at night, but during the day. Now, what's the difference between night and day? So according to the Magen Avraham, we understand the difference because you need to have the bread. He has the two-pronged plan, you're relying on the bread. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not relying on bread. He's saying, even without bread, you can make Kiddush on Shnaps just because of Chaviv. So it's probably just the fact that since we know Kiddush during the day is more of a Kula, the idea of Kiddush Friday night, there's a separate Dindra Abundance to make Kiddush Alakos. Kiddush Friday night is Daraisa. Kiddush Alakos is Drabanan, but it's a Dindra Abundance. And Kiddush during the day, the whole thing was Drabanan. It's only really an additional thing. The Gemara points out that really it doesn't make sense. Kiddush means you're sanctifying the day. Once you said that the day is holy last night, you don't really need to say it again. In fact, the Gemara says the whole point of Kiddush during the day is you hate to do a heavy Suda, we have the Shabbos. The whole point is that you should bring the Suda without a Shabbos, meaning it's not really Kiddush Hayom. It's really being Chaveya that my meal is a different meal. It's a totally different function. So if that's so, we know that Kiddush during the day has a lot of Kula. That's why Kiddush during the day doesn't really need all Nusaf. The Nusaf just makes the day of it, as opposed to during the actual day, during the morning, then it's just make the Suda, Suda Shabbos. Well, if he's there, that's probably why the Mishnah is only made till during the day, not at night. Night, where it's a whole din of Shabbos, the Chazal or Teveya, a separate din Rabbanon, to make it Aliyayim, so we're not willing to say Chamar Medina is going to go that far. But it's not because the Magen Avraham's idea of using the bread. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah, who is passing like the Chassidim, although it's really hard to understand. We still have to, with our backs to the wall, try to be Masbir, but I think it's a good Hesbir. Comes along the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner from Bnei Brak, who also was perplexed as to why it is that nowadays we use Chamar Medina. According to the studio, he went to the studio like we did. It should come out, there's really no good reason to allow people to use schnapps this man is there when we have wine all over the place. So says Rav Vosner, in order to be miyashiv the minog, not to say l'chatzila, but to be miyashiv it, yesh lomar, derech efsher, api hayidua mishas betam adukta, devimakam sheshchiach yayin, hayazeh, we know from the Gemara in many places that when there was wine, that's what they drank all the time. That was the normal drink. Nowadays, the entire way things work is different. We don't drink wine. In fact, if you go to a restaurant, you know, the wine list is something that only have very, very few people order. The normal thing, he says, even if wine is right there in the restaurant, that's not the normal thing people drink. L'shar mashkin, v'lo al yayin. Most people that go to a restaurant will adapt to order a Sprite instead of wine. You know, they could order wine right there. It's not like there's any problem. It happens to be five times the price. But they could order wine right there. And still, we avoid wine. We like soft drinks. So says Rav Vosner, Al-Chain, Masha Hayayin, Masa Vishkech Be'ir, the very fact that there's wine in the city, Ein Zer Goreim, Shavo Yitru, Ram Sharm, Ashkin, Kalar Medina, is not as if. So wine took driver's seat when it was the thing that was Alas Al-Kulana, the thing that everyone drank. But nowadays, that wine's not so great. So since wine's not so great, that's not going to stop other things from being Kalar Medina. So therefore, he's not saying this is a psaf. He's trying to miyashir the minhag in Klal Yisrael. Maybe pshat is that since wine is not so great, so wine is not going to be the only drink, and then beer and other things should be considered Kamar Medina. Because once wine is demoted, the other things should be promoted. That's Rav Vosner's svara. This is the best svara out there, really, to miyashir the idea of using shnas v'chatchila. It's still shvara. Yeah, it's a mishnah, but the mishnah himself we don't really understand. So Rav Vosner is the best svara to explain why schnapps is valid. Now what's interesting about this is that I don't think people realize this Rav Vosner really is, Rav Vosner himself doesn't point out, it's really based upon the Magen Avraham. We saw the Magen Avraham in the Yishuv for the Gaonim said what? Step one was, the reason you're allowed to use, they were allowed to use Shechar in the days of those Gaonim, the Marshal and Rav Shachna, was that since wine was not, they didn't like wine so much, they really were, that's what he said. He said in those three words, meaning we know there's wine there, but since beer is so popular, probably meaning it's going up there more than wine, then it's going to be considered good for Kiddush. We pointed out that itself was a Kiddush, because the Rishonim seems to say, once there's wine, nothing else works. So Rav Vosner's idea of saying that once wine is not as popular, other things can become more popular, is really along the same lines as the Magen Avraham himself, who said that we could say in the days of the Gaonim, Shechar was valid because it was so popular, even though it was in the face of wine. So that's the Yeshua. Again, it's not so ideal, but there's a major Chassidus Minhag out there, so there's a Mishnah Berurah also to do it. Chassidus, maybe if there's no Masorah, if one has no Masorah, it's probably better not to. Why get yourself involved? But to Miyashu the Minhag, there's what to say. That's as far as using Karamadina Olfit, going through the city of using it. We have two questions to talk about now, which is number one, how do we define Karamadina? What is Sprite Karamadina? Number two, what's the shir? The Shachwes, the idea of Hasidim using Shachwes, does that help? Is that really valid or not? So, the Magen Avraham tells us, unbelievably, nearly, in Siman Reish Tadivav, nearly, Davka b'malkam v'davi sheikha chamar medina. This is, by the way, Hilchas Havdalah. Reish Ayin Beis is Hilchas Siddush, and Reish Tadivav is Hilchas Havdalah. Both are important because both should have chamar medina. So some Magen Avraham are one place, some are the other place. Davka b'malkam v'davi sheikha chamar medina. The only time beer is valid is if beer is something people really drink. Avo be'eretz Ashkenaz, in his Germanic lands, the ha'asr, you cannot use beer as Kamar Medina. The ha'afilu ein lo yayin klal, asr ha'havzil al sheikhar, koshin he'ech ha'sheyeshlov in ha'chaviv olav, says the Magen Avraham, apparently in the days of the Magen Avraham, people never drank beer in his communities. So he says, so first of all, what?
The term is known for beer fests. They go there.
Yeah, that's right, with the beer, with the beer, yeah. The keg. Right, that's a good point. Everyone, right? The beer songs.
Yeah,
that's a good one, right? What's the Magen Avraham saying? I didn't the Magen Avraham. Right? Yeah, I don't know. So historically, I don't know what that is. We got to research this. But yeah,
could have been different times. You know,
could be right.
Actually, over centuries, you know.
So, but yeah, it's a good point. Whatever, but at least taking the halacha Shabbat without the Matthias and the historical significance. The Magen Avraham says the Magen Avraham, the Eretz Ashkenaz, where you don't drink beer. First of all, even if you have wine, even if you don't have wine, you can't use it because it's not Chamar Medina. Certainly, if you have wine, says the Magen Avraham, you should not use it. Certainly, where people don't even like it, people don't really like beer, says the Magen Avraham. So there's really no reason to use beer because it's really not Chamar Medina. Even though when the Gemara said Chamar Medina, Gemara didn't mean to be saying that there are some things that are objectively until the days of Mashiach, considered Kamar Medina. It means Kamar Medina. Well, if you don't have Shechar, if that's not what people drink, then it doesn't work. So even the Magen Avraham was saying that Shechar shouldn't work. Very, very interesting. And there is a psak from the Stipler, which comes from a quote, or from Chazanish, I don't remember, that point out that Bisman Hazdeh, it might be that one also should not use Shechar or even Schnapps. It's questionable if Shechar and Schnapps are considered Chamar Medina in Eretz Yisrael or in America in 2004. I don't know. When do people use Schnapps? For L'chaims. But that's not things that people drink normally. It's a special occasion thing.
Is that going in the whole society?
So it's not clear. Rav Wuzner seems to be presuming the whole society. I mean, he's saying Americans in general don't drink a lot of alcohol. They drink a lot of alcohol.
Beer.
You're telling me. Wine
beer,
for the night.
Beer is very, very popular.
Very popular, right.
And people drink. If you combine all the different bourbons on the
beer, right, they drink a lot.
It's a drink that people drink.
Right.
Wine, even if it's not drunk in a community, even if it's not Chamar Medina, wine is always.
That's an important point. Wine,
no matter what happens,
is considered Chamar Medina. I started something I talked about last night. If you're in the family, if you have the yichus, you don't need to have the credentials.
Right.
Wine has the yichus. That's it. It's only if you need to get into the family, then you need to be checked out.
It's wine and the original Pakhanim was made wine and Chamar Medina.
Right, exactly. So wine, even if wine loses the status of Chamar Medina, wine automatically works.
Well, they just raised a good problem. The Gemara said, in the previous time, that yain, which is not right from the exam, is not white, like Kiddush. Why would it be worse?
Oh. Chamar Medina. You understand right. In fact, let's say the Ramban, for example, the Ramban that holds. We saw last night in Ramban holds the Chamar Chavaryan. White wine is not valid for Kiddush. So even the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch Hasan this way. Shulchan Aruch Hasan, even if you want to rely on the Ramban, or be kosher to the Ramban, it says that white wine is not good for Kiddush during the day, and for Kiddush for Havzoah, white wine works. Meaning, that was the story we had with Rosh Hashanah. Remember this, the Talmud from Rosh Hashanah bought a box of red wine and a box of white wine. Because he wanted to. Because he wants to do the Rav Shechter idea of the doctor making Kiddush and Havdalah on white wine, and Rav Shechter pointed out, no, the reason to do that, just because he has all this white wine in the house, he might as well use it for Kiddush during the day and for Havdalah. But really, there's no din, even according to the Ramban, if there's no din of Yayim, meaning if Chamar Medina works, it should work even during the day. So what about Yayim Bushel Tafel? So Yayim Bushel, meaning according to the, I never heard anyone say that, but we'll probably that should be true, too, right? According to the Ramban, that's what you're pointing out. According to the Rambam, we just mentioned yesterday that the Rambam holds that Yayin, which is the only Yayin which is valid for Kiddush, is Yayin Harayot Abba Mizbeah. There's a Rashi, a minority opinion Rashi that holds that Yayin Mavushal is Shah Kol. We are not kosher for that Rashi, but some people are kosher for the Rambam. The Rambam holds Rashi does not exist anywhere. It's only quoted in Tosfos, in Mesechet. Tosfos quotes it in. Not in Brachos, but those quotes in the Sechah Zov Vasra. But Vasra does Tali Zayim Aralos. The bottom of Tali Zayim Aralos, those quotes that Rashi. There's a Rash also, the Rash Mishan, that is in his Perish Mosechah's Trumos. In the end of the second Perish Mosechah's Trumos, the Rash, the Mishnah says that one cannot take Truma from Yayin Mavushal on Enim Mavushal. So the Rash, his Perish on Mosechah's Trumos, says, hey, why? Because they're two different things. So the other Mishanim try to answer it up. So that Rash exists. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, which doesn't exist except in the Tosfos, and the Rashi that exists in his parish to Zerayim, this is Yayin Mavushal Shakol. But we don't presume that way. What some people presume, what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is that Yayin Mavushal is not good for Kiddush. Because even though it's Tagafen, it's just not right from his there. But you're pointing out, with Ora, that it should at least be valid for Kiddush during the day, and since for Havdalah. I never thought of that, but it's probably 100% right. It should be valid for Kiddush, because it should be no different from Ramadina. Right, meaning if you're willing to use the Ramban for that, we'll probably just...
Maybe it is.
I just never thought about it.
You said it was part of the family, but Yayin Bush is not considered part of the family, and it's not as popular as other drinks, then would it still be considered a Ramban?
No, but I think... Yeah, but even if it's in the Ramban, it's in the family. The Rashi that holds the Shachol holds it's not in the family, but the Ramban that holds it's in the family, it just can't be right for Kiddush, because it's bad idea, but at least it's... valid for a but at least it's considered
wine. Could be used from his
death? Probably not. I want to not use his death. Yeah, but so that was a point we glossed over yesterday. The Rambam sort of invented the halacha. The Gemara, when it talks about Yayin being roiled out in the Mizbeach, was very direct. It tried to figure out a specific thing we were trying to exclude. The Rambam turned that Gemara into a rule. Meaning the Gemara was trying to use that as a code word for excluding a certain type of wine. The Rambam made a jump and said there's a rule that whenever the wine is not roiled without a Mizbeach, it's not going to work for Kiddush. Other Rishonim didn't do that. Other Rishonim presumed the Gemara was to be taken very literally. The Gemara meant there's a certain type of wine that the Gemara is trying to exclude and uses the code word of Roman Asachet of Mizbeach, but it was not a rule. So the Rambam is a little bit of a chiddush. We didn't mention that yesterday, but that's really Machokas. So the Rambam doesn't necessarily hold the Rambam now. Okay, so that is the Magen Avraham's major idea that Sheikhar does not work in all places, and the Chazon Ish, I don't know if the Chazon Ish quotes this Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham is pretty basic. If it's not Chamar Medina in your town, you really can't use it. Comes along to Mishnah Berurah and says v'shar mashkin. So we know that that mayim doesn't work. Says Mishnah Berurah, the chalav v'shemen ain b'chal zeh. Likewise, chalav and shemen, he must mean some sort of shemen concoction. You can't drink pure oil. Yeah. Must mean some sort of shemen oil concoction, right? Oil based thing. Those things are not considered shar mashkin that are valid for chamar medina. So ain chamar medina. The ain redealing with toso. Very strange, Mr. Bura. You can't use chalav. Let's be able to shemen. You can't use chalav for chamar medina because people don't drink it lemashten. They don't drink it as a mashten. He doesn't really explain.
Maybe in Europe they didn't.
No, but we'll have to explain. Well, we'll see in a second. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who doesn't quote Mr. Bura, but we can use Rav Moshe to explain what this Mr. Bura means. What does it mean lemashten specifically? People drink milk. What does lemashten mean? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein came out with a world-famous psak trying to really zero in on what chamar medina is. They asked him if you could use soft drinks, such as soda, for kiddush, and he responded no. And the reason that he responded no helps us really understand the whole svara of chamar medina. Says Rav Moshe, in the next source, Archaim Chelot Beitz Ben Ayin Hei, B'dvar ha-mishtol shalminei soda. You have the soda in Yiddish, and then the Bar Ilan always translates it into Hebrew. So, two ways of reading soda. The Zvara Meshtos Shalmini Soda. Im Yesh Lehem Din Chamar Medina. With Hadish B'Shechar Lo'av Dilolayim. B'Shachar Lo'av Dilolayim. Do we have the din of Chamar Medina on soft drink soda beverages? Hanocham Yisdaiti Dehain Chimayim Ba'alma. They're no better than water, which should never ever be Chamar Medina. Why? Da'af Sheshosin Osan. Of some damistudas hachashuvos, umachabdin mehem, even though at weddings, at the Shomri inaugural dinner, I'm sure they had soda. Well, I don't know. Actually, at fancy dinners, the way fancy dinners work is that usually you have two options, at least in New York. The way fancy dinners are, there's usually either water on the table, at least before water was straight, there's water on the table, and there is red and white wine on the table. Usually you don't have soft drinks, which is an important point for Rav Moshe, actually. But Rav Moshe points out in most weddings, you have some sort of soda. Avo hurak chishtias mayim. Even though you serve soft drinks at weddings, hurak chishtias mayim l'simon u'estare b'yam ha'cham u'sharacham lehem. The purpose of soft drinks is to cool off. They're not meant as something which you enjoy. Even though you enjoy the taste, but the driving force behind drinking soft drinks is precisely that, soft drinks. They're just meant to help you cool off because you're thirsty. And even if you offer someone Sprite when they come to your house, they're covered by him, who gam kein, rak kishatichem lozeh. The chashivas of offering someone a drink when they come to your house is not because you're giving them something which is intrinsically significant. Rather, a normal thing to do when a person comes to your house is you offer them a drink because they might be thirsty. But the driving The main point of soft drinks is because you're thirsty. In theory, a person could bring out cold water for people to drink, but we presume that cold water is not something which is chashuv, even though you could bring a chashuv against water. Because the point of water is just to help you cool off. The chashivus mashke, says your Moshe, what makes something into something chashuv? A mashke, she'ein hashasiyah machmas shetichem lehem with sim'am. With sim'am. The whole point of a mashke, a real drink, is only if it's not necessary for quenching your thirst. Ela shosim osam af lo sarach b'gufo. There's no intrinsic value in that beverage itself. Such as what you said, when you come in Memphis, you come in and you have Jeff Daniels. That's not because you are thirsty. That's because that's something that people enjoy drinking. It's almost like a food.
Okay. Same thing. When I was a rabbi in Chattanooga, people didn't drink coffee, they drank Coca-Cola. You had the morning beverage was Coke.
Really? The morning?
It was the first bottle of Chattanooga. Wow. So therefore, in a makam where that's the case, does that have a different halakha then as opposed to anywhere else where you serve it when it's only that?
Interesting question. Let's just finish Moshe, and we'll try to analyze the idea. He says the whole point is ask the Lotar for Gufam Elvish to cover the Suda to cover the Arkham. The whole point is only if it should be for the benefit of the meal and the guest, meaning not just because they're thirsty.
Something you make a toast on.
A toast, let's say, that's good,
or,
right?
Or tea in England.
What about tea in England? I'm not sure if that's true, but at least let's use that as a muscle, right? It's not a beverage that you drink just because you're thirsty, but there's some. It's a mashke. It's a chashur mashke. In the Chassidish term, it's a mashke. Mashke means in Chassidus means only one thing. Olchaim, like mashke. So the ain shum adam shosu yain vi yain starach the sheichar with sima o. No one drinks these things because they're thirsty. Now there shows him mayim sheyasher dipi. If you're thirsty, you drink water, or in the way we were brought up since the 1900s in America, water became more than just soft drinks. El Rath and Kabbalah Alma shows in the sun, Ewa Minim and the Kurim Bishay Mashke, the Chamar Medina. The only thing that can be Chamar Medina or Mashke is something which has no value mitad thirst, no value, it's not meant to quench your thirst, it only has intrinsic value. Meaning, you'll have it even if you're not thirsty.
I think one way of looking at it is that Hamar Medina, that it takes on wine-like qualities,
right,
in that you don't drink wine for thirst.
Right. 100%.
So all of these things that, like schnapps and beer.
Is that after what you're from? Is that?
Right.
What you said, that means dumb it. Sorry?
If you have both. If you have both. In other words, you would drink if you're thirsty, but also you drink if you're not thirsty. I mean, just you sit down the meal, you automatically have soda. I mean,
right. So
he's
drinking
both. I don't
understand that.
You're right. So Ramosha seems to say that unequivocally it's impossible to promote soda.
Maybe something would
change
since he wrote
that. So comes along, there's a big conversation from a late Buddha, Simcha Bunim Kohn, who wrote a beautiful story in English on Hilchos Shabbos. It's a book Radiant by Artscroll. Radiant of Shabbos, Sanctity of Shabbos. Beautiful story, which are beautiful in themselves. They also quote from a lot of Gedolim, like Ramosha Feinstein, and there's two of us from Ramosha Feinstein in the back. So he writes that he asked Ramosha Feinstein in the 80s, no, that was the tribute you wrote then. Maybe things change. Come on, this is what everyone drinks. Coca-Cola, the real thing. Everyone drinks Coca-Cola. Ramosha said, sorry, still, he does not agree. Ramosha still said he thinks it should never be promoted. So Ramosha presumed that, I think what he meant was the whole purpose of a soft drink is to quench your thirst.
But you know, with all the advertising, though, it's taken on.
Yeah.
Most of never saw the TV advertising.
Yeah.
It's taken on a whole different surah, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. This one is in the 70s, I don't remember. I'm not sure.
It seems that this is taking a completely different view than the Simple Shave and Halevi.
Yes.
Shave and Halevi starts off on all these early criteria. In those times, that was like the thing that was dropped.
Right.
And that was sort of one of the things about Hamar Medina. It doesn't Shave and Halevi doesn't have a color. They drank it.
Right. No, but I don't think it's a sphere, meaning the point is, Jesus still is talking about drinks that are with kavod. The question is, they used to drink only wine with kavod, and now we change it.
But I don't know that that's what the Shem HaLevi means. It says, we know from several places of Gemara that Makon Shetekyayin has the Stam Shtiyasan.
Right, Stam Shtiyasan meaning.
Nah, I don't think that this.
Well, we know why they drink wine, so you pointed out because
they drank wine.
Because there was no water.
The fact that in large
right.
cities, they didn't have a sewage system, the water had bacteria in it, they used the wine, they
so
drank alcohol. Because of the
well, let's say someone was thirsty, would they drink?
They wouldn't drink water.
They would drink wine. So right. So
water
that
was polluted.
So
yes,
I then
realized there's a beer actually in the wine.
Whatever.
So I don't know how that will go with Ramosha. Ramosha seems to be presuming that
any of cover.
Right. That wine is looked at like in a restaurant. Why do you order
wine?
To enhance your steak. Wine enhances steak enhances wine, but you don't order wine because you're thirsty. So with that understanding, Ramosha is presuming that we cannot extend it to things that you drink because you're thirsty. I don't know. What about the fact that historically wine was, you drank wine when you weren't thirsty? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was only like the other. I mean, they'd rather really not drink wine. They just had no choice. So, okay, I don't know. Okay, so we have two historical questions we have to work on. No? I don't know. If we're
things could change.
Maybe, no, yeah, but
in France, they drink wine with every meal.
Yeah, but still. But it's meant as a something to accompany your meal, as opposed to a beverage.
The water's bad in France.
Right. I don't know, but that's, you can't say a change, because Ramosh is using that as a defining characteristic of all Khmer Medina. So it can't be based on
the fancy restaurants. I don't know if it's Tio Pepe's. They serve soda there,
That's a very good muscle. So at a fancy dinner now for a shul or for a yeshiva in New York, if you're at the New York Hilton, what they'll serve at a dinner now is white wine, red wine, and water. Meaning, the water is because you're thirsty. Red wine and white wine is to enhance your meal.
This started at fancy weddings too.
Right.
No one keeps the Coke bottle on the table. That's crap.
So that's the general idea. There's one other point. Two other points actually. Yeah. Number one is that Rav Moshe points out the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't use milk. The Aruch Shulchan says you can. He says Rav Moshe, he thinks that it's not a steer, it's not a machlokes. He thinks that probably the Aruch Shulchan means the b'dyavad. Since milk is sort of in between, it's an interesting way of looking at the definition of milk. Milk is between water and soda and wine. Milk is a little bit full body, so in theory it could be something that you're mechavid with if there's nothing else, but it's really more of a soft beverage. So he says he thinks that you shouldn't use milk like Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch Shulchan was talking about b'dyavad, there's really nothing else left. So it's sort of in between. That's enough. It's a little interesting story. It's not so rigorous. But so says Ramosha Feinstein. That's what he thinks. So he thinks milk is the...
I don't drink milk when I'm thirsty.
Okay. Right, you don't. So maybe that's what he's saying.
But if you have chips, I can't do so.
What?
Chocolate milk.
You did?
How many kids say, oh, I'm thirsty, I want milk.
Maybe that's
chocolate milk.
Milk is usually mixed with something. It's used in cooking, so as opposed to a soft drink where it stands alone. So it's... It's less than a soft drink because it's generally mixed with something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As opposed to.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what Moshe said. So, but that at least explains the minhag in the turn of the century and later to make hazal on milk when there's nothing else. That was the Aruch HaShulchan. Even Moshe said, couldn't even Mishnah Berurah would agree if there's nothing else because the theme is still had. Even though
I'm just going to ruffle about this. If you use something which is definitely not Hamar Medina, according to anybody, would there be a brothel of Atal involved?
Nobody. Well,
you're drinking it, I guess.
Well, if you have Abdullah part, I mean, if you have Abdullah on it, then it's really not.
The only thing everyone uses in Hamar Medina is water.
Just to finish up this, before we see the last part of the shiur. Ramosha writes, even with the Eved, zero value. So says Ramosha Feinstein. There might be those. I'm not familiar with anyone that disagrees.
The
Eved,
that
Kiddush
Hayyam for Abdullah, you could use soda.
Oh, really? Oh, very good. Beautiful. Okay. And we understand why.
Is that the same improvement? He said, you got to use the microphone in the show?
Well, he had repeated with
we understand why. Meaning, we definitely understand why. Because... soda itself, Ramosha established the policy, but we understand that there are some crappies in soda which is from Armenia. Same things. Really soft drinks. So, in Europe, you didn't have such a thing as soft drinks. You had either water or other things. So, Ramosha was really tapping this new idea, this American Western idea of soft drinks, and that's where the lack of clarity was. That would be, I don't think Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that. That would be, again, like Rav Ruderman,
same. Weinberg had that one.
Same. Very good.
The horses for Hotel and some.
Came
up with Asia
and
Memphis, though.
You know,
I think my business is. Let's
just finish up. Is Georgia closer to Milk or is it closer to
Soka? Oh, yeah, Ramosha has three rights. It's more like Milk. He writes Mayfair, it's more like Milk. But still, he thinks all those movies shouldn't just work. Okay, so now just one other. Shafi Kotzer and Salvation thought that you should always use Kharavadina by definition to only be alcoholic. He thought this whole point is moot. He thought, the way he understood, like some Akhbarim actually say, Kamaradina, Rabbi Salvation, the Shasta Kotcha Rabbi Salvation, that he thought Kamaradina only meant things that are alcoholic. In which case, you can't use soda just because it's not alcoholic.
And grape juice?
No. So grape juice, again, is an example of something which is, in the family, it has yichus, so it doesn't need characteristics. And grape juice is wine, so even though you don't, even though it doesn't have alcoholic thing, even though it's not alcoholic, part it should still be considered good because it really is wine, and it's hadrasim, so it doesn't need to be promoted for Kamaradina. Okay, the last point to discuss is what about the shir? What about the schnapps glass idea that people use the chiddush? So, Mishmura says quite clearly, when you're making chiddush on Kamaradina, be careful, litach, kos, mafdik, revius. The lish kos, bimenu, melo, udmo, which is rov revius. Let's say revius is 3 ounces, means one more than 1.5 ounces. To rov revius, ubedyavet of a shasta zechak she'en yochel lishtos to melo udmav. One person can't drink so much schnapps. Let's say, v'en lo yayin nishar mashkin, and you have nothing else to do it on that you can drink. Afil shtias kol mesubin mistafin lo udmav to el simin reish ayin aleph sif yud dalet. Reish ayin aleph sif yud dalet machlokas. The Rush holds famous opinion quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The shame of the Rush. The Rush holds that. Even though lechatzila one person should drink the entire rov kos, the dievet shtias kolam esubin is mitzayit. That's the Russian opinion. We hold lechatzila not to do that. For example, it's an important thing. Since I started making kiddush, when I first got married, I realized that you have to be careful Friday night when you make kiddush. If you pour out for everyone and then you leave a little bit left, if your becher is small, you pour out for everyone to drink, then you drink yourself. You're not going to have rov revius left in your cup yourself. So the dievet you yosei because you have the Russian shtias kolam esubin, but lechatzila. The Makadish, or at least one person, should drink Rov Revius. So it's an important thing to be careful about. So that's what Mishmura says, but the Eved rely on the Rush. I mean,
but
if
your
you make
cup
them,
always has to be big. Has to
your
be
cup
revius.
Has to have Revius, yes. Cup has to have Revius. But at least have Rov Revius. So the Mishmura says, if you can't drink it all yourself, at least split it up. So says Mishmura. The problem is, the minute of many people that make Chiddush on Shabbos mornings, they don't use Mishmura. They use a shot glass, and that's it. So many Achronim, most notably the Har Tzvi, the Rav of Tzipes Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, says he thinks that this is really dependent on a machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, it's a Matruf Taz, it's brachos. Nothing to do with the Siddur. Says the Magen Avraham, Yesh Sherotzim Lomar, the Yesh Sherotzim are people like the Taz. He's not quoting the Taz, but the Taz are these Yesh Sherotzim. The Al Yayin Sarav, Mevarech Brach Achrona, he means, the Pachos Mikazayas, the Mepurta Miyas Fadaisei. Tadaisei Revius is not important as far as Yayin Sarav says those Achronim that Mother Ram is quoting, because by Schnapps, the normal way to drink Schnapps is to drink just the shot. Mela, we know that Tadaisei Revius are important Shurim as far as food and drink, but the Mother Ram quotes some Achronim, and the Taz holds this way, that for Schnapps, you don't need a Shir Revius, or even a Shir Tadaisei.
You need to have Rosh Achronim Schnapps, God.
The Taz would have said a bracha front on schnapps, even if you have a shot. The Magen Avraham disagrees. The linere to be in on tashir. You do need a shir, says the Magen Avraham. The vaday yesh yenos chadakim u'machalim tovim kol merkachas imports miyas v'daitis, says the Magen Avraham. There is such a thing, sometimes the Gemara, about strong beverages or very sharp foods that you just want to have a snack on. And never, ever, ever, ever do we find in the Gemara or the Rishonim that all of a sudden there's a dispensation. Well, if you have that really sharp thing, a little bit of salsa, which is really hot, together with a chip, then all of a sudden that's going to be a bracha achrona with a tiny bit. Right. No, chazal said shir tadayis, chazal said shir revius, that's it. You should not move from there. If you want to be in shir, the low could become the shir ram. Chazal made one shir, tadayis and revius, we don't change. Yet the Taz holds we do change. The Taz holds that even for a little bit of shotless of schnapps, you do make a bracha achrona, the Taz holds. Says of Tzipes Frank and the Marsham also. The Marsham and Talmud of the Sofer also say that they think that the Machlokas, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is only like the Magen Avraham, and Mishmur Paschins and Hilchos Brachos like the Magen Avraham. That is, Mishmur Paschins that on one shachlis you don't make for Nefashos, because you need a Revius. So therefore, the Mishmur Paschins that for Kiddush also, what do you need? A Revius. But the Hasidim are relying on the Taz. The Taz hold that even a Revius, even a one shot, whatever is normal, is enough for Bracha Achrona, Mamela, they'll have the same thing as far as Kiddush. Now that's a jump, because it could be the Chazal says the din as far as Mitzanenin, even if you say like the Taz, that as far as Mitzanenin, you're satiated with a little bit of schnapps, it's not necessarily true that when Chazal said Revius as far as Kiddush was concerned, they use that same rule. But at least as a Yishuv, that's what Tzipas, Frank, and others try to say, perhaps that's shot in the Yishuv of the Magen Avraham, of the Melech HaOlam, based on this Taz. But Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham seem to say not. Mishnah Berurah definitely says not. So therefore, even if one's making it on schnapps, there's what to question as far as the actual shear that one uses. There's one other Yishuv that I came up with, which is that there's a major machlokas as far as the shear of Kazayas and the shear of Revius. Some Dronim, there's a Tshuva from the Dronim that the Chazon Ish points out, say that the shear of Kazayas is based upon whatever an average size olive is. In fact, they say the reason Chazal used agricultural things for shiurim was so that every dor could figure out with things that they had what the shear for food is. Meaning when Chazal said, they said Kazayas specifically because they wanted people to figure out what the shear was whenever there was a Kazayas. So we don't pass that way usually, but according to them, the shear of a Kazayas would be an average size olive. An average size olive, apparently this is Rabbi Bodner from Lakewood, he wrote the Halachos of Muktzah, a beautiful book on Muktzah, Halachos of Brachos. He also wrote Halachos of Kazayas. Some people don't like the book because it's a little precise in terms of all the foods you have to have. But in his introduction, he did a lot of research. He points out that the average size olive in America is 0.2 of an ounce. That's the average size olive. Means a chazayit benoni, which the donors say you need, is 0.2 of an ounce. So if that's true, if you multiply that, let's say your revius is 3 tadesim. The most, let's say your revius is 5 tadesim even. Let's say your revius is those 3 tadesim. Comes out, according to those donim, a revius, let's say 3 tadesim, would be 0.6 ounces, which is still under 1 full ounce. So it could be that the chassidim are at least relying, if you rely on the idea that you need a kazayas, which is a fiddush, and you use a kazayas for schnapps instead of a revius, because a kazayas, because it satiates you, and the fact that a kazayas was the way that your onim say, which means 0.2 of an ounce, could be that you have another issue for why you use a whole shakles, that's enough for kiddush. But usually you don't presume that way, just we're working backwards with Yashim Min HaGol. So just what we saw this evening, the Dvarim Sachem told us that you can use Kamar Medina. The Rishonim seems to say that means that there's no wine around. Machlokes Rambam and Rashi if you use it for Kiddush or only for Havdalah. But the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is as with the Rambam and Rashi, it has to do with there's no wine around. So the question is, what do we do even if there's wine around? So the Magen Avraham points out that this is an age-old question. The Bach already was bothered. How they, at the convention of Rabbanim, and in their houses, they made Kiddush on beer even when there was wine. So he had this two-pronged issue. Number one, that it's considered Kamar Medina because it's so popular, even though wine's popular too. And number two, we rely on the bread. Then we had the fact that was the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah, just passing flat out. If it's really chaviv, you could use Yayin Sarah, because you really like it during the day, from the Chayi Adam. And we explain that based on our chapter, maybe that's because it really works together with Fuliyama, so then Chavuz helps as far as that's concerned. Then the Sheikh HaLevi, who said that the Miyashiv Minut Ha'olam is not a deal, and we have a lot of wine, and still use schnapps, is just because since wine is so unpopular, maybe that helps to make other things better. It does go the Ikvos, not exactly the same, but it's Ikvos from Magen Avraham, who says that you can play with it, you can have more than one thing, even though there's wine right there. Just an added jump to say that since wine goes down, other things can go up. Then we had the whole idea of how you define Kamar Medina. The Magen Avraham and others pointed out that if it's not really accepted in your country, it's not going to work. Then Rav Moshe's major, major psak, which he explains the difference between soft drinks and perhaps hard drinks. Then there is Halechot, so you need alcohol. And the last thing was the Shir HaKos. Rav Shmuel says you need a Shir Revius. The Harsiyah and Marsham says that this could be contingent, truly depending upon the machlokas between the Taz and the Rum, by Rips and Nenin in general.
Yeah.
So the fact that so many people almost listen to us,
seem to use Chamar Medina for Kiddush on Shabbos, does that also mean that really you can use Chamar Medina for Abdullah?
Yeah, well, do they do it? What's the minimum to them? They don't, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They put Rebbe, you know. That's what I said. This is a very good time to talk about Rebbe Noach Isaac Obam, who was in Kiryat Gat Hills.
Yeah,
yeah. So he was in the Y library a few days ago, and I was cruising with him. There was something about Chamar Medina, and I was saying, so what's the dude? He's a Hasidish. He's a Kiryat Gat Hills, but he's a Hasidish. I said, what's shot in the middle of the Hasidim to make Kiddush on during the day on Chamar Medina? He said, so some say maybe because since it's such a minute for hundreds of years to do it, so that makes it its own unique Chamar Medina for Kiddush. But he realized he was not, I don't think he does it, he was just trying to work backwards, try to explain the minute. But he said some rebbes say that, as a joke, some rebbes say that if you make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, either your bracha is bad or your Kiddush is bad. Meaning, if you make it on schnapps, if you use a little schnapps, then you didn't do the shear. If you use a lot of schnapps, then... But then obviously.
Your breath after all is
not. No, it's something too top. I don't remember what it was. If you use a lot. Oh, then it's just not royal shtia. Maybe he was. I don't know. There's some too top. That Rebbe's. I mean, some Rebbe's, he was telling me, even said you shouldn't use schnapps for Yiddish. But it's an interesting. Okay,